Support for the homemade broadcast on Sunshine 96.7 FM WMTB comes from Truvy Salon and Spa in St. Petersburg. Located at 8908 4th Street North, Unit B, Truvy Salon and Spa offers hair care products and salon services by appointment only. Find out more about Truvy Salon and Spa at their website, TruvySalonAndSpa.com.
This is a homemade broadcast radio production.
I just wanted to chime in and say that I think you have some great views on everything. And I think you have some great opinions.
Oh, well, thanks.
Including what you're talking about right now. I think you are highly underrated. I think that you're doing a great job.
I agree, Karen. Believe me.
Central Avenue. We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioSaintPete.com.
RadioSaintPete.com presents the Homemade Broadcast.
Not a regular to this type of radio, here's a word of caution. You may find it explicit. You decide if Tampa Bay Radio is blaring out airwaves or shockwaves.
Okay, and are you ready for the show?
Yay, we're ready, Lucy. Please start.
And so I started.
I'm Bert Kreischer, and you're listening to the Homemade Broadcast.
Personnel, this is CBTS. Space vehicle pre-count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It is the Homemade Broadcast, HMB Radio on RadioSaintPete.com, Sunshine 96.7 FM in downtown St. Petersburg. Welcome to the program. My name's Will Koontz. Anna Hummel joining us momentarily. This program is live stream Wednesdays on YouTube around 5:30-ish p.m., so please subscribe on that YouTube page and join us live. Interact with the program. It's a lot of fun. We love hearing from you. If you have a comment that you can't get in while we're live, feel free to text it to me or leave a message, 813-693-2124, or email me at thehomemadebroadcast@gmail.com. Check out hmbradio.com/store. Get a t-shirt if you'd like. I'd like you to do that. That'd be awesome. And if you're really feeling generous, head over to hmbradio.com/donate. I hope you enjoyed the program. Thank you. Welcome to the Homemade Broadcast live stream 436. My name's Will. This is Anna. A whole 3 minutes early, Anna, which is a new record for you. Congratulations. Well done. What's the occasion?
The occasion is just me getting my stuff done on time. You know, better time management. Didn't take a nap today. I made some food. You would actually be very proud of me, Will. I made cauliflower pizza, kind of.
Oh, the cauliflower crust. Tremendous.
Well, not really. They were cauliflower steaks. So sometimes you can cut cauliflower as if it were a slab of meat, and then you use that essentially as the bread, and then just put the sauce and the cheese and the stuff on top of that. I'll send you a picture of it. It I was very proud of myself, but it didn't look very appetizing.
Didn't look good.
And
yeah.
I give it a 6 out of 10. It wasn't amazing.
Yeah, yeah. You gotta do some work to that cauliflower to make it edible. You can't just be throwing, you know, just cutting a piece of cauliflower open. That's just cauliflower. You got to put some goods in it. I don't know what they do put in it.
I just sent you a picture of it. I put some stuff on it. You know, some oil, some salt, some pepper. I put it in the oven, and I broiled the cheese on top of it.
It looks okay. It looks all right.
Yeah.
I don't know how to describe it exactly. It looks
just
like
show the camera.
It looks like something that that you would see on Star Trek that they would eat for some sort of weird alien with wrinkles in its forehead would go, oh, this is a delicacy on my planet. And maybe that's true, but it is an unusual look. Anna, I'd like to bring to your attention that last week we did receive a comment from Brent. Brent is the dumbest person listener that we have. I had to block him because there's just no mind there. He doesn't engage in, as people say, good faith. He'll just call you a Nazi, and this was no exception. He went ahead and said when I mean dumb, I mean, like, he's handicapped. He spells words wrong. He's just not very articulate. He said...
And not in a trendy way, right?
Yeah.
Some people shorthand stuff because they're trying to be cute. Oh,
no, he's stupid. IQ, I would love to know what his IQ is, but he's very passionate about politics, as many people are, and if you're not completely in agreement with him, that I'm sure his position, I'm going to assume he's not a big fan of the Second Amendment and firearms. We obviously had that discussion last week. You can check that out if you'd like to. It's available there on podcasts and everything, but he said that alt-right culture really seems to be taking its tool on you, A.H. So I didn't know if you'd like...
Me, those are my...
Yeah, I don't know if you'd like to comment to Brent. And I will say this about Brent. While I don't particularly care for him, he still listens. And I got to say, people who...
God bless him.
Listen to programs that they may not necessarily agree with the content... I got to give him props there, because I would just move on with my life and, just not stop insulting people and move on. But he just sticks in there. He finds a way to say something always. I had blocked him on the HMB radio page and my Twitter and all that. But he found the Stay Woke page, which is still active, where I put the podcast and commented there. So I don't know if you'd like to respond directly to him and his tool comment.
I would just like some clarification, I think. People have been throwing around the term alt-right for a while, and I feel like, much like you just said, that we shouldn't be assuming, it's kind of this vague group of people that may be, like, New Age Republicans. I see them as younger, but some of them are, like, white supremacists. So I would just like to know the group that you were associating me with, sir. Mm-hmm. I don't quite... know exactly what people, I assume what people mean by the alt-right, but I don't actually know, because I feel like there's really no definition of it other than the alternative right. Like, what does that even mean? I would prefer him call me a neo-Nazi, because at least we all are in agreement of what a neo-Nazi is.
No, we're not. That just means Republican, well, too, now.
All right. Well, at least I have a better understanding of what a neo-Nazi is than someone who we could say is associated with the alt-right. Because to me, alt-right is just alternative right. What does that even mean? I don't know. So I would just appreciate some clarification on the insult. That's all.
Okay. Well, good luck getting that. I'm sure he'll have something very clever, and he won't misspell any words where he looks like a jack-off, and that'll go great. We'll have an update on that next week. You can get in contact with the show if you'd like, 813-693-2124. You could tweet at us, @home_made_man and Anna Hummel Radio, although I don't think Anna's going to respond. I have to probably bug her not. To... Huh?
I said probably not. Probably. I've kind of, like, and I know we've talked about this ad nauseum, but still kind of given up on social media, just... And I understand it's kind of a dumb move when you're in the media not to be constantly promoting yourself. Yeah. Oh, he meant... He meant toll.
Yeah, he did. He did. Yeah. But it's just...
We got that. We gathered that. Thanks, Bob.
If you are going to, you know, make that sort of claim and make that sort of insult, you got to spell your words right. You can't just read it. Double check it. It really wasn't a long comment. So just double check it, Brent, in the future to make sure you don't look like a moron. That would be great.
Back to the social media. I know I am aware because I think that you think this about me. Again, I'm assuming, but I think it's just what most people would think, that it's probably not a smart move to stay off of social media when you're trying to garner attention and get active with your listeners. It's probably not a good idea to, you know, if you're staying off social media to get more fans or more of a listening base. But at this point, I think I realize if I'm weighing my options here, I lead a happier life when I'm not involved with that. So I'll take that instead.
Okay, well, I'll comment on Anna's behalf, which I did. I went ahead and commented to Brent there that he is the only tool that we need. And again, thank you, you tool, for still listening to the show, even though you hate it. I do appreciate it. Big news, Anna. The verdict is in.
What?
The verdict is in. Johnny
Roe
Depp.
Roe v. Wade?
Nope.
Oh, abortion? Gun
Nuh-uh.
Control.
Nope, wrong.
Crisis. World War III, inflation, gas prices.
All of
what
it.
Else, what issue is there?
Wrong. The biggest issue in the world right now is the Johnny Depp and Amber Heard defamation case.
All right.
It's been going on for months. I don't know why, really, because it has everything that I kind of like. I like getting the juicy gossip. I like liars and cheaters and the claims that they make and the drama. This seems to have everything that I would really like, and celebrities.
Well, most people like
looking like jackoffs, and it seems like I would be into this, but I'm not. I don't care at all outside of the story of her making a number two on Johnny Depp's bed.
Grumpy.
That was the only thing that I found interesting about this whole trial, but it is over today.
That's the only good news.
After some 13 hours of deliberations, the panel of seven in Fairfax awarded the Pirates of the Caribbean star $10 million.
That was 15.
Compensatory damages and $5 million in punitive damages. Now, I don't know what the heck the difference is in that. Compensatory means intended.
And then I think punitive is like future. Like,
okay.
She ruined future opportunities. I don't know. I'm speculating.
Right. Well, whatever. I do have some audio that I guess, since I found the... went through the trouble of getting it, we should play. It's somebody who's been paying attention to this trial, who understands what the hell happened. It's a few minutes long, and perhaps he can be more of service since I didn't pay any attention to this either.
Well, there you have it. A substantial verdict for Johnny Depp, but not complete. A devastating defeat, really, for Amber Heard, although she did win on one count. And let me explain this. So There was the case of Johnny Depp versus Amber Heard. He said she had defamed him. The jury agreed on all three counts. On the title of the op-ed in the Washington Post, which was the first count, Amber Heard, I spoke up against sexual violence and faced our culture's wrath. The jury found that that was defamatory.
I'm going to pause it right there because I found that interesting. I know a few other people had mentioned this online, that I saw Dave Portnoy from Barstool, a few other commentators. So she put a article out, an opinion piece out in the Washington Post. Washington Post ran it. She had the ACLU that was also, I guess, printed some things that she had wrote. Now, does this mean that since they found that article to be defamatory, that the Washington Post is going to have some sort of perhaps liability in this whole thing, that Johnny Depp could maybe sue the Washington Post? It certainly wouldn't be the first time Washington Post has been... sued for putting out some sort of fake news.
Yeah, I mean, if that's considered defamation and they were the ones that published the story, then I think that they too are liable.
They're next. Well, good. Here we go. I'm gonna finish this out.
That op-ed, 2 years ago, I became a public figure representing domestic abuse, and I felt the full force of our culture's wrath for women who speak out. And the jury found that that was defamatory. And the third statement in that Washington Post op-ed was, I had the rare vantage point of seeing in real time how institutions protect men accused of abuse. And the jury found that that was defamatory. They awarded her $10 million in compensatory, awarded him. They awarded Johnny Depp $10 million in compensatory damages, $5 million in punitive damages. Then, in the case of Amber Heard versus Johnny Depp, they decided that on one issue, on one statement of Johnny Depp's lawyers to the Daily Mail, that was defamatory. What he said was quite simply, this was an ambush, a hoax about a charge of abuse, that they set up Mr. Depp by calling the cops, but it didn't do the trick. That passage of Johnny Depp's lawyer's statement to the Daily Mail, the jury found, defamed Amber Heard. And they said that the calling her complaint in that instance a hoax was defamatory. So they found for Amber Heard, they awarded her...
Wasn't that what this was all about? That her account was a hoax? And then they said, yeah, it was. And then they said to call it that is defamatory.
I don't know.
All right.
$2 million of compensatory damages. So the bottom line, they did not believe most of what Amber Heard had to say. And they
both
have,
of them were dishonest.
Yes, to some extent. And they wrecked her life financially. Unless she gets this reduced on appeal, which she might.
I don't think she's going to have to pay any of this, though.
I don't know how she can. I don't think she has $15 million to give.
She was in, she in Aquaman? Didn't she get a payday from that?
Yeah, but I think we've looked up on the show how much she's worth, and I want to say it's like $7 million.
And those are always high, too. Amber Heard, let's see what she's got. Net worth. What is her net worth? It says Fox Business reports it at $8 million.
Yeah, that's not 15, I don't know.
It's not enough, Amber. You got to do some. Got to pay some work a little bit more.
Yeah.
Yeah, you better go get something. Okay, so she's not going to have to pay any of this. David Counsel says that she has $7 million in the divorce. Is that the divorce from Johnny Depp? So maybe he just doesn't have to pay her there. And then he's got $8 million more coming. Perfect. Just wiped her out, cleaned her out, if that's the case. And he also says that we are legal eagles. Yeah, I don't know. We don't know. We just don't want to be accused of spreading misinformation, David. That's all we're really concerned about.
I want to be accused of that. I need a new scandal. It's been about 2 years since I had my last one. So I'm itching for a new one.
We'll see if we can get you there on this podcast, Anna.
Thank you.
So, yeah, that's finally over. So sad. This is the end.
Wait.
Huh?
I would like to make a pertinent point.
Sure. Please do.
I'd like to get your take on it because I know you always have things to say when it comes to culture wars and things like that. I do the one thing besides the turd on the bed. That was great. I appreciated that. That I found to be interesting about this case is that it seemed to be that the public, men and women, seemed to be siding with the man on this one. It seemed to be that this whole believe all women, you know, trope may have not really applied in this case. Do you think it is the case? And again, we shouldn't even be applying this to anything because each case, each person is different. But society's dumb, so we have to also incorporate that as well. But do you think the pendulum is swinging back, that we're now thinking, okay, we need to incorporate more due process, and we can't just assume that if a woman says that she's been beat or hit or is a victim of physical or sexual abuse that she is, you know, undoubtedly telling the truth? Because it seems like a lot of people didn't believe what she had to say, not just the jury, obviously, but also just listening to the public talk about it, and everyone thinks that she's a crazy bee, you know? So
I've heard
do you think that this is a tide is turning here?
I've heard that said that this is the death of Me Too. I also saw that a lot on Twitter today. That believe all women. I don't think that was just kind of a trope anyways. I don't think anybody was like really on board with that outside of, you know, maybe Brent and a couple other true believers out there.
What trope? Oh, that believe all women?
Yeah. I mean, that's insane. I mean, women lie just as much as men lie. You know, I almost said the R word, but I mean, quite literally it is. It's stupid. To say that, and a lot of people carried on with that. It became more like a brand than an actual real conviction, though. I don't think anybody really believed that. It was just kind of like branding.
I think a lot of people did. I mean, not anybody with a brain, but I think that it's just kind of like word vomit, you know, like systematic racism, like whatever the case. Yeah, women are, you know, need to be taken seriously when they say that someone has hit them or hurt them, that we need to believe them. So, you know, it's unfortunate, but I think a lot of people would roll with the fact that, you know, men are pigs, men are disgusting. What's the term they like to use? Patriarchal society, systematic, yeah. Whatever. In whatever the case is that, you know, the system is against women. And every time a woman comes forward and says that something has been done to her, that we just need to take her word for it. So I don't know. It's nice that, you know, we're coming to trial here and people are actually saying, hey, let's look at the evidence. That's actually really that gives me a lot of optimism for the future.
Yeah. Me too. I mean, the pendulum seems to always kind of swing back eventually. And maybe it's just like, you know, it goes farther and farther each time. I'm concerned about what the backswing of the pendulum is going to look like. I hope it doesn't go too far the other way before it turns into total calamity. But you know, I don't know. I feel nothing for Johnny Depp. I didn't really know who she was until this trial. And I thought Johnny Depp was just kind of my opinion of actors is that they're kind of just empty vessels and they don't really have a personality of their own, which is why they're so good at pretending to be other people. So I think he just adopts the roles that he's taken on over the years. For a little while he was Hunter S. Thompson, and then he just became Captain Jack Sparrow.
Yeah.
In real life.
Still is. Seems like he never really fully got out of that.
Yeah.
That costume, so.
Right. So that's just like who he is. He's Captain Jack Sparrow. And then I think during that time when he was, because he was accused of, like, you know, doing drugs, but that's what celebrities do. That's what normal people do for that matter. And if you have the means to just do drugs all day and you're an addict, then you're just going to spend your money that way. And there's pictures of him passed out, you know, drinking. You know that list that Hunter S. Thompson put out where he had this? I don't believe it. I think he was lying, because the amount of drugs and alcohol that he did in that period of time, it wasn't like, it just couldn't be. I just think he was lying. I think he was taking some artistic license.
I don't know who that is.
Oh, it's insane. You can look it up if you Google it. It's Hunter S. Thompson's drug list or something. It starts in the morning. And or maybe it's late at night, like 2 a.m., and then he writes during this time. It's like cocaine, Quaaludes, Shivas, booze, you know, just all. And it goes for like 18 hours, and then he finally just crashes out. It's just, it would kill anybody, I think. I think he was taking some artistic license for that. And I think when Johnny Depp played him and he read that list, I think he was like, oh, I'm this guy now. This guy rules. Look at
What movie was it that he played?
It was Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas was the movie. I don't know if that was in the movie, that list. It might have been. That vaguely sounds familiar to me, so it might have been. But
okay.
Anyway, so he was like, oh, I'm that guy. And then later on, he cleaned up his act. He became just kind of like a booze hound and drinking rum like Captain Jack Sparrow did, because they didn't have Quaaludes back then. So I don't know.
He's just a wino like who does cocaine.
Right, right. So it's... You know,
he's just like a drunk, like boomer mom. Like,
yeah. Now he's an old lady. Yeah. Essentially an empty nester old lady with her kids at college.
Yeah.
So, hey, I mean, God bless him. I guess justice has been served. You know, who knows? I mean, she put out a statement, you know, shortly after the trial, which would seem to be, you know, dangerous to me, because she just got accused of or just got a judgment against her for defamation, but she said that the disappointment I feel today is beyond words. I'm heartbroken that the mountain of evidence still was not enough to stand up to the disproportionate power, influence, and sway of my ex-husband. I'm even more disappointed with this verdict and what it means for other women. It's a setback. It sets back the clock to a time when a woman who spoke up and spoke out could be publicly shamed and humiliated. It sets back the idea that violence against women is to be taken seriously, and I believe that Johnny's attorney succeeded in getting the jury to overlook the key issue of freedom of speech and ignore evidence that was so conclusive that we won in the UK. She said, I'm sad I lost this case, but I am sadder still that I seem to have lost a right I thought I had as an American to speak freely and openly. Seems like that might lead to another lawsuit, maybe.
Oh, God.
Don't learn your lesson.
Is that she's trying to, you know, use that instead of two people that are in a conflict and, you know, the jury determines who's lying. It's that somehow the jury is sexist against women, and it's like, what is going on? But anywho, I think they're both crazy. I have no interest in either of them, and I'm frankly just glad that this is over. I did have, like, I would think that the way that this should end in the simulation is that they inevitably get back together. That's how the story concludes, is that in a few months or years' time, they reconcile and they get back, and then we all realize that all of our time has been wasted watching this BS unfold.
I would love to see her, Johnny Depp, and then Elon Musk become a throuple. That would be something I'd really love to see.
All right, because she dated him briefly as well.
Correct.
Yeah.
The other thing that I saw today that I was kind of interested in, Hunter Biden's laptop is still a thing. It's finally been admitted that this was the real deal, and reporters are still going through it. Now, the thing that I found interesting about this story, I mean, I kind of had like his porn search history, and apparently he filmed himself making sweet, sweet love to ladies of the night and then uploaded them to Pornhub. And you go, okay, well, you know, some people do that. Pornhub is loaded with amateur videos. Not, I would know from personal experience.
Not a president's son, but yeah.
Well,
sure.
Yeah. But there's still human beings, and we live in the digital age. So I was like, whatever. We know he's a creep. But the thing that I found interesting was he sent a text message to someone named Dad in his phone. I'm assuming that's President Joe Biden. Now, he sent a link to a Pornhub page to a phone number listed as Dad on October 22nd. And I think the speculation is that maybe it was one of these videos of him that he uploaded onto Pornhub, and he sent it to his dad for a critique. Or here's what I was thinking. Maybe it was an accident. Maybe he meant to send it to D.A., Dade, or that's not a name. What's
Dawn?
Dawn. He went to send it to Dawn, and he sent it to Dad. Oh, Hunter, how could you? So have you ever sent a video or something maybe that you shouldn't have to someone you didn't mean to? Has that ever happened to you?
Not that I recall, but about the Dad thing, do you think it could be the fact that he was trying to conceal a number? Like, suddenly Taco Bell is calling you, asking for nudes because, you know, you don't want them to be saved by their real name. So, I don't know. Maybe that's where the mystery lies. I don't know. As far as text, I feel like I've sent, like, a screenshot of someone's text. Meaning, like, if I'm taking a screenshot of person A and I'm trying to send it to Will Koontz, I accidentally take the screenshot of it, a person A, and send it to person A. I feel like I may have done that before or something like that, where you're just like, oh no. And then you just stop talking to person A because you can't, there's no solution in your head. So you go, okay, this is a person that no longer exists in my life now. That's just,
they're
that's
dead.
The only, You're dead to me, so yeah. Clearly.
You know, they do have a feature that if you catch it in time, you can delete a text, and I'm pretty sure it deletes from the entire conversation. It might only be on iPhone where that's possible if it's a iMessage, but you can actually delete pictures and stuff. I'm trying to think if I've ever mistakenly sent, you know, or you didn't mean to send something to somebody else. I must have. I think everybody has an experience with that. But thank God.
I mean, I've had like, you know, yeah, I'm on my way. And then the person's like, what? And I'm like, oh, my bad. Like a different thread was open. Nothing incriminating, but I'm pretty sure. Oh, I did do this though. I did butt dial someone that I was talking smack about.
Oh, that's good. Tell that story, please.
It was on New Year's Day, 2017. And it was a man that was actually trying to court me. And what happened was, is he was like texting me through New Year's. And I was like, stop bothering me. But I'd opened the thread, right? And I was like reading it to a friend. We were leaving someone's house the next morning. I had done a bunch of drugs and woke up cuddling with a dog. So I'm like, oh, last night was probably great. It's great. So we wake up and then we drive back to her place. Then we were going to get breakfast or something. And I'm like reading her these texts and I put the phone like to my chest or something. And I'm talking smack and I'm going on and on and on and on. And then I open, you know, I open my hand again to see that person's name. Like I had called them and you know when they're on the line because it's like, there's the little time that's listed above. So, you know what I mean? It starts to, you've been talking for, you know, 3 minutes or whatever. And I just went, oh, and I just like, you know, obviously hung up. And that was really frightening. And I think he texted me something about like, I heard you yelling or something. And I just didn't respond. And then he hit me up maybe like 6 weeks later, and then he became my boyfriend.
Wait, what? Okay, is that the turn of the century right there? That did not turn out how I thought it was gonna. Did he guilt you into it? Did he say like, oh my, and you felt so bad that you're like, now I have to date this guy for 3 years
because of the things that I said. No. What happened was I asked him, I'm like, hey, you know, you remember when I like butt dialed you that time? I'm like, what was going on? Like, I'm asking him like what he heard without trying to act too inquisitive about it. And he's like, oh, I just heard you yelling. I was trying to make it out, but like you were just being like really expressive. Like, you know how I am when I'm talking. So he couldn't really make out exactly what I was saying, but I was like, leave me the F alone. But like being animated, I didn't mean it in a malicious way. Like this guy's a creep. It was more just like, dude, like I'm not interested. Like leave me alone. You know how I get. So he didn't hear any of the details, but I was talking about him. And I, yes.
Wow. And how long were you involved with this human being?
Year and a half.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, that's kind of a good story then. And what broke it down for you? How did it end up from dude, leave me alone to I'm going to spend a year and a half with you after talking smack with one of my friends while you're on the phone?
So we went on 3 dates when we initially met. And it just to me, it seems like he wasn't very comfortable around me. And it seemed a bit awkward. I mean, I'm awkward, but I just felt like he just seemed so stiff, you know. And I didn't really feel like a really great connection. I was attracted to him, but, you know, when someone is, like, so, like, rigid, again, not necessarily his fault. Maybe he's nervous. Who knows? But it just seemed like it was not going to work. So he left me alone for 6 weeks and then randomly hit me up and just kind of had a different – I hate using this word because it's ruined, but he had a different energy to him. It was – he was less invested – of the outcome. You know, he wasn't like, I'll meet you here, I'll meet you there. It was just like, hey, do you want to hang out? If not, it's cool. Like, he just kind of took the pressure away where it was there initially. And it was funny because I had later found out that he started dating somebody else. And when she was like, he found out something about her, it didn't work out. He was just like, F it. I'm just going to go in the recycling bin and just hit this girl up, whatever. So he was kind of had this more like F it mentality. And I was attracted to that. What is it? What do they call it? A mystery method. Just they're unaffected. You know, it wasn't so he wasn't so invested in the outcome. Like, she better say yes. Is she going to say yes? You know, where there's this nervous energy. He was just like, whatever. I don't care. You want to meet me? You don't want to meet me? Whatever. So that sort of sense of him being unaffected was what kind of like intrigued me. I'm like, oh, this seems like a different guy. So I met him and up again 6 weeks later. And he definitely was bringing a different energy to the table. And we dated for a year and a half.
Wow. I mean, that's the biggest, like I said, turn of the century. I mean, going from that bad to a successful, well, I guess you're not together anymore, but pretty successful year and a half. That's not bad.
Sure. I mean, going from I'm never going to talk to this guy again. Like when he messaged me, like you called me and I was just like, I just didn't respond. I'm like, oh,
yeah,
done. Like, we're good. I don't need to respond to that.
Yeah.
So yeah, I guess it is kind of a pseudo success story, I guess.
Yeah. Kevin says he's not getting his notifications. Probably by, I think you just got to hit the bell, Kevin, on YouTube, and it should notify you when we're live. I unfortunately, that's as far as my IT ability goes. So I hope that gets fixed for you. Do you want to hear some of the things that Hunter Biden checked out, though? I always find this fascinating, seeing people's porn history. And it's one of my worst nightmares that I do have a secret list on an old computer of links that I've accumulated over time. Of things that I am maybe want to come back to at some point, figuratively and literally at sometimes. And it's my biggest fear that my mother will go, oh, his old computer, let's see what's happening in here. Maybe he's got some poems that he wrote or something.
Yeah, mom's a hacker.
Yeah. Well, they're hidden away, but I mean, they're not that hidden away. You know what I mean?
For a boomer, it's hidden away.
Yeah.
You can turn on, I'd be impressed.
I wish I could put a dead man switch.
Exactly. I don't know.
I wish I could put a dead man switch on that computer to just when my heartbeat, you know, stops, that computer will just explode. But yeah. I don't know how to do that, unfortunately. But some of the things that he Googled, one of the things, it's very specific. He searched for Washington, D.C. MILF crack cocaine 7 times. That's all one phrase, not different times. So I'm assuming he's looking for an older crackhead in Washington, D.C. to, I guess, smoke crack and do stuff with. Or I don't know if that was a particular video that he was looking for. But I thought,
kind of like a meetup group with people with similar interests in the area.
Yeah, yeah. Let's see. He's got homemade 40-year-old MILF porn videos. Pretty good.
All right.
Not bad. That's pretty normal, I think. Some of these, he's got very specific ladies on here. He's got, where is it, particular ones that he looked up. You know, you get, like, on a particular chick. And, Raylan Ann. Do you know who that is?
No.
Okay, well, he was searching her.
Yeah.
Gia, Lissa, and Mia. Never heard of them either. He did a search girl.
He just girl?
I mean, what does that mean? Not like, you know, maybe girl doing
premature
stuff?
Enter or something.
I don't know. It's just girl. That seems like it's a terrible... meet hot local singles. Now, that could be a pop-up on Pornhub where it pops up. That's probably what that is. I don't think that's his fault. What else has he got here? Blair Ivory. Ever hear of that one?
No.
Either I gotta look. I'm gonna look all these up for just general research, just to see what they look like. Not anything else, Anna. I know what you're thinking,
of course.
And you're terrible for thinking that. But sending your porn video to your dad. That is, I'm gonna assume that Joe read that and looked at the link and went, "Dude, what the heck are you doing?" And he went, "My B."
And when did he send it? What?
It was in 2018. He sent a link to a Pornhub video to dad in his phone.
I don't know. Maybe he knows his taste as well. I don't know.
He's on crack. He was smoking crack at the time. Cut him some slack. Don't jump down his throat because he accidentally sent a link to his dad. I said that to my dad, and he was like, "If you're ever in a video, don't send it to me, please." And I said, "I'm going to, just so you know." And he goes,
"No promises."
He just went, "Okay." And then we haven't spoken since. So I don't know. Yeah, that would be the worst nightmare. Like if you sent a dong pic to, you wanted to send it to Melissa and it accidentally went to mom or something, that would be.
That'd be bad. That's why you always double check. Anytime I'm sending something risky, whether it's me talking smack or an incriminating picture or whatever the case may be, or when I kind of found out that, never mind.
much like Brent,
you're just about to say something. And I'm like, let me pre-edit here. Don't say that, idiot.
That's good. That's smart. Yeah. So if you always have to
double check who you're sending
triple check. That is one thing I was always good about, even when I was coming home, you know, drunk at 3 o'clock in the morning and texting. You always triple check. Who you're sending this message to. I always did. So, thank God I never had a moment like that. But you know someone sent a dong pic to their mom at some point in their life.
Oh, yeah. Or I hear all the time where you hand your phone to a family member, like your dad, and you want, you know, him to take a picture of, like, you, and then they just start, like, they don't know what they're doing. They start scrolling, and it's like there's all these
crazy pictures
in your library, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Gotta be careful.
You gotta be real careful. All right, well, Anna, I know you got to get to your karate class, so I hope you do well there and get your pink belt real soon. And thank you all for tuning in. We're out of here. It's been the Homemade Broadcast. If you're listening on Radio St. Pete, stay tuned. Frank Rivera's Jazz Show is coming up next, followed by the Indie Circuit. If you listen on podcast, thank you. Please do tell a friend about it. Share it on your social media pages. Say, hey, I like this show. It's cool. And give it a 5-star rating wherever you get your podcasts. My name's Will Koontz. This has been HMB Radio on RadioSaintPete.com and Sunshine 96.7 FM. Goodbye.
You have found the Homemade Broadcast on RadioSaintPete.com.